Well, Indian officials declined to comment this week after NASA criticized India for shooting down one of its own low-orbit satellites and creating space debris that could threaten the International Space Station. India shot down the satellite last month to test a missile. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports the incident has brought the issue of space debris back into the spotlight.
India's test of its anti-satellite missile was met with criticism from NASA Administrator Jim Bridenstine, who said over the subsequent 10 days it increased the risk of collision with the International Space Station by 44%.
And that kind of activity is not compatible with the future of human spaceflight.
It's the first time an anti-satellite weapon's been used since China blew up an aging weather satellite in 2007, which drew worldwide protest over the estimated 2 million piece debris field it caused. An estimated 500,000 objects orbit Earth, from school bus-sized weather satellites to marble-sized paint flecks, traveling 7 times as fast as a bullet. Despite this seemingly large number of objects, odds are low that any two of them will collide.
There's another story we're following right now. I want to bring in Brian Todd. It involves satellites actually colliding in space with debris fragments.
But it does happen, as this 2009 collision between an Iridium satellite and a defunct Russian satellite proves. Last year, the world had 25% more launches than 4 years prior, and those launches left about 76% more stuff in orbit, according to Spacetrack.org, which is maintained by the U.S. Air Force. As more and more countries and companies launch satellites, many scientists and governments are hoping to come up with a plan, norms of behavior, and technology to ensure that space remains sustainable. One approach: remove the riskiest objects.
Unfortunately, it's a bit of a thing of human nature that whenever we go that is unspoiled, we leave behind a lot of rubbish.
Professor Guglielmo Aglietti is director of the Surrey Space Center in the UK. His Remove Debris satellite is in space now trying to prove an active debris abatement program can work. So far, they've caught 2 mock satellites with a harpoon and a net. The demonstration cost about $17 million, but proved if someone wants to pay for it, they can make it work.
This is something that is a commons. It's something that needs to be taken care of by everyone.
Mike Safian is vice president of launch at Planet Labs, which owns and operates one of the largest fleets of satellites in the world. The company came out against India's anti-satellite test.
We don't want to be in the scenario where we start seeing more and more collisions, which create more debris, which create more risk for future collisions, this kind of runaway domino effect.
Companies like Planet don't put new satellites up without a plan to bring them down. They also communicate directly with contemporaries about satellite locations. But Safian says they need better data from more places, which is why they've partnered with University of Texas Austin professor Mariba Jha. Sitting in his office, Jha calls up Astriograph on his computer monitor. On the monitor, a 3D representation of the Earth sits awash in more than 26,000 objects. Those are just the ones that are big enough to track, or about the size of a softball.
So let's just go with one of Planet's Flock 1C10.
When he types in the name of one satellite, 4 different sources pinpoint 4 different locations.
I'm just going to pause this real quick, and I'm just going to zoom in. And those aren't very close, are they? I mean, that's a sizable portion of the United States.
More than 1,000 miles separates the point where the Defense Department says the satellite is from where the company knows it is. What Jha thinks his website does is reduce risk for operators and demonstrate that a civil space traffic management system is achievable and necessary. The DOD and FAA are slowly working towards this. Europe is also. In the meantime, Astriograph can show what's really going on up there and at some point show what impact bad actors are having.
So what I want to do is I want to lay out the science that can serve as an EPA equivalent for space, and again, for safety, security, and sustainability.
The timing couldn't be better, says Jha, who points to the November approval of SpaceX launching 7,000 CubeSatellites over the next few years. For Here and Now, I'm Paul Flav in San Antonio.